Today is Friday, April 14th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Today is International Lover Bread Day. Never heard of it. It is also National Dolphin Day. And National Pecan Day. Do you say pecan or do you say pecan? I say pecan. You say tomato. I say tomato. Actually, I say tomato. You say tomato. But anyway, I say pecan, but I know some people say pecan. And I don't know. You would think pecan would be a southern way of saying things, but everyone I know in the South says pecan. So I'm not really sure, but there you go. See, if it had only been yesterday, you could have put pecans on top of your peach cobbler and had them together, but it's not. So you could take your leftover peach cobbler and put pecans on it. Maybe you could put pecans in the crumble. Even though, as I've stated, I don't like a cobbler with a crumble. I'm not a crumble cobbler sort of person. So I stated this already, but I am pre-recording these. Just don't want to, I don't want to misdirect anyone. I don't want to fool you. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've got to do because it is currently Tuesday evening here, but you're listening to this on a Friday. And oh my goodness, I finished work. I had to finish up recording the rest of the week. I recorded Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on Monday. Thursday, Friday, today, which is Tuesday. And I've got to edit and post all of those shows Tuesday through Friday. Obviously, I'm going to schedule the ones for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I also have to pack. So I'm going to go downstairs and pack when I'm done doing that. And then I realize the hot tub needs some treatment, but I need to shock. You know, I feel like the chlorine tablets are not doing their job sufficiently. Like before, when I bought the very large chlorine tablet, it was way too much chlorine and I couldn't use it. I don't know if you guys recall, but I couldn't use it for weeks because it had too much chlorine in it. And so I bought the smaller tablets. And there are only two sizes as far as I can tell. And I bought the size that it says to use in the instructions, but it is, if I just use the tablets, it does not keep the chlorine level high enough. So I always end up having to use this shock treatment, which is fine, but I ran out. And so now I've got to go and buy shock treatment. Anyway, I'm going to pack. I'm going to go downstairs and pack. And packing, oh my goodness, you guys. Packing is a nightmare for me because I'm not happy with my size at the moment. And it's not like I'm a big fat cow or anything like that. But I have a healthy dad bod at the moment. We'll just say a healthy dad bod. That is how I will describe it. And I'm unhappy with that. I would like to be. But I'm, like I've said before, I'm trying to slowly add healthy habits to maybe eventually lose weight and get slimmer, but not, I'm trying not to do these, a crash diet or whatever. I'll probably give in and go back on Weight Watchers or something before we go on our summer vacation so that I won't be, you know, a big husky daddy in all my pictures, but I'm really trying to just slowly add different healthy habits and reduce the, you know, quantity of food that I'm eating and change the ratio of protein to carb and all this kind of stuff. And it's working, but I mean, it's going to be a multi-year plan if it works, right? Because I'm doing everything very slowly. Bottom line is, everything is time. I don't buy new clothes because I don't want to buy clothes for my size. And so everything's tight. I don't let Mark dry my t-shirts because I'm afraid they're going to shrink. And, you know, every day when I put them on, I kind of stretch them a little bit to make sure because I like a little bit of hang. I don't like things to hug me too closely. And I don't wear, the thing is, I'm supposed to wear shorts in Florida, right? I don't enjoy wearing shorts is the first thing. B, my shorts are the tight. I have jeans that fit me okay. I have sweatpants that fit me okay. I have all of that. I mean, sweatpants, of course they fit. But my shorts are like, I don't wear shorts very often, and I haven't worn shorts since last summer. So I have to go downstairs. I have to try on like 15 pairs of shorts to see what fits me good enough that I can squeeze my butt into. It's just not a fun process. So I've got to do that. And then after I'm done packing, I'm going to pack quickly. So we're going to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we're leaving on Sunday. So 4 days. So I figure 4 t-shirts plus 2 button-up short sleeve shirts, because I'm not going to wear like anything too dressy. 1 pair of jeans just in case. Maybe 3 pair of shorts if I can find that many that fit me. Socks and toiletries. And then other than that, just something to sleep in, because I don't sleep naked. And something to work out in. And then, of course, I have to pack my backpack with iPad, all my cables and everything. I'm not going to take a computer with me. I'm just going to take an iPad and my phone, and that's it. Maybe a book, you know, etc. So I've got to do that. And then after that, after I'm done with all of that, then I have to go buy shock treatment for the hot tub. And if I decide to cook, I'll come back home and cook. If I wimp out and decide not to cook, then I will pick up food on my way back. Then I will be hopefully done for the evening after we eat dinner. Now, Marcus said he's not going to pack until after dinner, but I would like to relax after dinner, because tomorrow I'm working from 8 to 11. I have to get up and work out in the morning at 7. And then we need to be in the car leaving at 11 a.m. to go to the airport. So it is just going to be a packed. And then when I get back, work is going to be a nightmare because we're doing planning, and I don't know. It's very busy. It is very busy around here, but it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to see Daniel and Zach. That will be fun. And I will have lots of things to share, I'm sure, unless I forget all of them, which I could. It is always possible that I should take notes or something every day and kind of scribble down what I want to talk about when I get back, but I don't know. We'll see. We will see. All right. So I was going to, since I am pre-recording and I am basically out of topics, I was going to read a question from my book, and I thought this was from my book of questions, and I thought this was apropos because it is about amusement parks. So the question is, at amusement parks, are you drawn to more to the scariest roller coaster or the tamest merry-go-round? Why? So I will say, you know, I'm a moderate theme park goer, meaning I enjoy it. It's not my favorite thing in the world, but it is an enjoyable experience. I enjoy doing it if the conditions are right. You know, if I'm overly hot or if it's raining or if, you know, things of that nature, there are things that can kind of dampen my spirits a little bit. But I enjoy it. I enjoy the whole experience, and it's something that I do from time to time. I'm not really a big fan of water parks anymore because I don't like to be naked in front of people. I don't like to have my shirt off in front of people. But it's a body dysmorphia thing. I will say that I enjoy all of it, from the non-scary rides all the way to the scary rides. But if I had to pick my preference, I would say the scariest. Just because, I don't know, there's the adrenaline rush. There's, you know, there's kind of the bragging rights that you've done. Have you done this one? I've done that one. I went bungee jumping one time mainly for the bragging rights. Just so that I could say, hey, I've bungee jumped, you know? And it was a little bit of a safe bungee jump because there was a pad below us. So it's not like I couldn't have, even if the bungee had snapped, I would be okay because there was a pad down there. But So yeah, I think I would do the scariest. I also enjoy shows at theme parks, and I enjoy the fireworks and the light shows and stuff. So, and eating, all of it, really. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I will see you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.